For your bases, Joe's Septic Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom, air-conditioned trailers, anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Joe's Septic at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Literally, Maddie is showing me the highlight here. What do we see here, Maddie?
Him running headfirst into the helmet of one of the players on the team before missing that. I mean, it was an ill-thrown ball by Taysom, but...
Maddie's very passionate about the next segment. 800-998-1003. Jordan Kleber, Maddie, Gus in the Metairie studios. I want to hear from you. Quarterback battle, we just kind of touched on a little bit here. You know, my thoughts yesterday, Maddie kind of touched a little bit on Taysom and Jameson, how she felt. She has a piece on Saints Wire that kind of goes into it as well. So this is what we're going to do. The only other guest, again, is Todd coming up at 2 o'clock because he was at practice today. Again, the highlights, if you just joined us, Quan Alexander back at practice, participating in contact drills, had a pass breakup. Traquan Smith back at practice. Both quarterbacks did well. Jameis did real a two-minute drill, ending it with a touchdown to Marquez Callaway. So those are some of the highlights. We'll get more from Todd as he comes up. But, Maddie, we kind of wanted to go over some of the things that we were going to touch on from that game. And so we kind of broke it down like this. We're going to talk receivers and running backs. Receivers at the bottom of the hour to the top of the hour. We're going to bring in the running backs now. Todd, defense starting with the linebackers at 215. We'll throw in the D-line at 230 and then at 245. We'll do that. What are you giggling about over
Nothing.
There? 10-year-old. What is Jameis doing?
I don't know.
He's vibing.
Throwing a mean hip thrust.
What is Jameis is pumped, Maddie.
Well,
while doing some pumping.
What I just realized was when Todd texted me that Jameis got 10 and Taysom got 0, who kicked a field goal?
You realize how viral that's going to go? You realize that, right?
This video?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, it's already gone viral.
Well, how many views? It's going to be, I'm going to say, by the bottom of the hour, it's going to be 1,000.
Trying to see.
That's a Barstool Sports one.
Where's it at?
It's right there.
Oh, yeah, it is right there. Yeah. 678,000.
Oh, never mind. It will be a million views here. But how would you describe what Jameis is doing there? Happy?
A little thrusting here and there. I don't really know what else to say about that.
Jordan, go ahead.
I'm sure it's a Gen Z dance move.
Marquez Callaway.
Uncle Earl, we're going to come to you in a few seconds. Richard, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. Stop playing that. I can't concentrate.
Full screen.
I mean, like, the quarterback towel basically looks like the American flag in a hurricane. That's the best way to describe the amount of thrusting going on. Richard, what do you have?
Wow, I kind of wish I could see this. So, I didn't get the call yesterday, but I heard
okay.
The whole show. I agree 100% with what you were saying regarding the quarterbacks. I thought the exact same thing watching the game. By the way, how great was that to actually watch a preseason game finally? But to the point, like, with Taysom, that first drive, stuff looked good. You know, Murray fumbling wasn't on Taysom, of course. And when he took the sack, you know, I shook my head because I was repeating in my mind, throw it away. But he got sacked. I was like, all right, let me see the replay. And when they showed whatever his name is who was open, you harped on it perfectly yesterday. It was great. I actually should have counted how many times you noted that he either had a lot of yards or a straight touchdown. If he just sees your guy to the left, yeah. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. All right, let's see how Jameis does. And after the first few incompletions, I'm like, all right, get the jitters out. That two-minute drive, to me, showed all that could be right there. And I'm like, right. this is what I want to see. Look at the passing. Look at the feet. Look at the movement of the ball. And then
it's the decision-making, Richard. That was the thing, and that was the decision-making.
Exactly. And the touchdown, you said it. His first read was going to be to the right. What's his name going across?
Mm-hmm.
He looked, didn't like it. Looked to the left, didn't like it. Then saw in the middle, saw what was coming. He waited just long enough, threw it, and I even did that little fist pump. I'm like, wow, right. It's preseason, and I'm doing this fist pump.
Here's what he had to say, Richard. I played this yesterday, but you said you didn't get a chance to call in. But here's what he had to say on the touchdown pass.
Great play call by Pete. Man, we ran it a little farther out than I was expecting. But just great timing. LJ got open on the back end. I think they had a pressure on us. They went man-to-man coverage, and we got us a good one.
I said this yesterday in support of the argument that I was saying, too, as well. You heard him say they ran it a little bit further out. The Saints are going to be playing with some young, inexperienced receivers. And right. One of the reasons, Maddie, that I made yesterday is a point as to why I would go with Jameis and give him as many first-team snaps now is because one of the things that you tend to see on the sidelines with a veteran quarterback is after a misread, a miscommunication, or during the game is the ability to bring somebody over to them. You see the hand gestures, and they're pointing to the tablet, things of that nature. What we saw in that play, from what we hear from him, is he adjusted on the fly, understanding that route was run a little deeper. He adjusted, made a different read, made that throw. And when I was supporting that argument, and I look at the Taysom play, which was the sack, where we didn't get the pre-snap read that you probably would have liked, and then he didn't adapt once the play happens. Look, you can pre-snap read it great. Andres Pete goes, ole. Drew Brees is ready to throw. He has to throw it. You know what I'm saying? He may have the greatest read ever. Somebody blows an assignment. Latavius Murray blows assignment. You have to adapt. And we saw some of that from both, you know?
I would recommend people, if you're able to rewatch some of those drives on like 0.5 speed, because it really shows how ineffective Latavius Murray was in his block assignments. And I also, just again, to disclaim, do not want to take anything away from Jameis Winston's performance. Yeah. Thought it was a strong performance. I also just have that knowledge that the previous drive, they had finally established a running game and kept the defense honest to a degree to where he could test the field a little bit more. Whereas, you know, Hill, he really had no run game and had...
And Latavius wasn't blocking or anything.
That throw that he made on the run to Marquez Callaway, that guy was coming because he blew right through Latavius Murray almost immediately. So... I just, Taysom really, you know, he didn't have a great end after his strong first mm-hmm. drive, but he was really done no favors by the rest of his team.
Anything else, Richard, so I can get to Earl?
I just want to say I look forward, as everybody, to Monday night, because I will also agree 100%, you know, Taysom didn't have a run game, and he didn't have the full starting five. Now, that being what it is, it is what it is. Week two, preseason week two, let's see Jameis with how he does now with the one. Because if he can ball out or be effective, then to me that'll just be the closing argument right there. We saw what he did with the twos. Now let's see what he does with the ones. And presumably, God willing, you know, everyone is still healthy at that point.
110%.
No doubt. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate the phone call, sir.
Thanks.
As, again, Tre'Quan Smith came back to practice today. And you heard Sean Payton mention after practice that he would like to, if healthy, to get him into the action this week against the Jags again Monday. Uncle Earl, how are you, sir? How's that shoulder?
Hey, Goose, it's getting better, man. I need a snowball somewhere soon. It's hot as hell out here today, man.
Well, you're asking the wrong show host.
Wow. Wow. You know, Uncle Earl, I'll tell you what. I just drove by. There's one right here by Lafreniere Park that my family goes to all the time. They even have a $2 one. That's like a big gulp size. Like it's basically half the block of ice. Uncle Earl, whatever you want. Especially, we'll both eat one in front of Jordan and not get him one. How about that?
Don't hold your breath.
Hey, Goose.
Yeah, man.
I'm with you. I would love to give Hartley a shot, man. Especially if he's kicking. I don't even know who the hell we got right now kicking. But I would love to give him a shot. I didn't see the game. Saturday, I was at deer camp, but I'm curious to see, man, if Quan comes, and I love Quan, if he comes back and stays healthy, and Maddie might be able to answer this too, How did the young Ohio State linebacker do, Gus? And if them guys can roam side to side and have the speed, I mean, with Davis, are they picking up the scheme? I know it's the first game and all that, but how did they look? And if we could stay healthy at that position, that's going to help us out tremendously. Don't you agree?
Well, Pete Werner's still out of practice, right, Maddie?
Yeah, Werner unfortunately didn't play in that game. It looks like he had some sort of injury the week prior in camp, but from what I saw in camp, he was effective in run defense and in coverage, and also is making somewhat of an impact on special teams. I think we might see his vision come to fruition a little quicker than Zach Bond, but to me, Bond was, you know, the bill of, again, Saturday's ball, and I thought that he put on an impeccable performance, all things considered. It's almost a question of, and so did, you know, Caden Ellis, Chase Hansen, a lot of those lower linebackers that people were trying to kind of bolster up for, you know, we had seen what we'd seen from Bond before we'd seen Werner in camp before they signed Quan Alexander, and everyone was kind of groaning at those options, but now it's one of those things that they might actually have to cut someone that would be a legitimate depth option otherwise.
Man, how did Turner look at the number one pick we had?
He also didn't play. Yeah. As a matter of fact, this is going to be a perfect time. I'm going to interrupt you on this. Here's the players that didn't practice today. Will Lutz, Tommy Lee Lewis, Pete Werner, Dwayne Washington, Kavari Russell. Why didn't he practice, Kavari Russell?
He's contracted COVID.
He's got the COVID. Alex Arma, Adonis Alexander, Mike Brown, Maddie, Ryan Ramczyk. Didn't practice.
He's barely practiced, to be honest with you.
That's more than the Veterans Day off, though, is my point. There's an injury.
Suffered when?
I don't know.
On one of the veteran days off?
Well, you know, I don't know. Those trays are heavy with lunch sometimes. No, he clearly is nursing something. I mean, a Veterans Day off is a day off. Not
there's been a lot of veterans who are just kind of sitting there in this heat at this
point. We'll ask the graph.
Except for Malcolm Jenkins, who you have to drag down.
And Uncle Earl, Peyton Turner, also not at practice again today.
Is he nursing something? It's not major. I mean, hopefully it's not major. It's a minor something.
Sean said last week that he doesn't think it's a long-term injury.
All right. Good. Y'all have a good week. Hey, and Jordan, good luck in school, buddy.
I appreciate that, Uncle Earl. I'm going to need all the luck I can get.
Maddie, do you, by the segment, his demeanor is drastic.
Yeah, it's an hour less before
he doesn't
want to
go to school. I don't blame him.
Do you want to go back to school?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
I don't want to. You're done with it.
Especially undergraduate. Like, graduate is fun, I guess, if you're a nerd.
Maddie, how many papers did you have to write for grad school, though?
Every single assignment was a paper. It was a legal studies class. But yeah, I like papers.
No. Mm-mm.
I'm good.
You prefer tests?
I prefer never going back to class again, to be honest with you. I'm now again, like conventions, learning certain, you know, new tools
again,
and stuff.
I'm nerdy, and I enjoy
going to school for a walk-in class?
Well, you know, that whose fault is that?
Not mine.
No one's.
You couldn't take any other class.
I tried to take this class.
It was either bowling.
Do you want to go bowling?
I'm not going anywhere near a bowling ball.
Exactly.
I tried to sign up for
basketball, but it was already filled up.
40 times already since you transferred to Southeastern, which is now the Harvard of the North Shore.
Please get your academic advisor to come on the show.
I need the academic advisor.
Gus, they change every year.
Well, whoever it is this year, I would like the academic advisor
It's a new one, so I can't just automatically ask, hey.
Simply because I would love to know about some of these classes. Like, you took, what was the math, like advanced statistics or something?
Yeah.
Why?
Jordan.
I don't know.
Statistics. Hi.
You're good at statistics?
Oh. My degree required a lot of statistics classes. Psychology is all statistics.
Can you just send me your schedule? I actually didn't do too bad in statistics.
What is your degree again? Communications?
Yes.
Why is he taking statistics?
I don't know.
That's what I'm getting at.
Also, 4 years of French.
Yeah. Wow, good for you.
No.
I checked it out after a year.
Are you ready? You ready? Here we go. Jordan, why don't you tell Maddie, hey, how are you? My name is Jordan in French.
I almost said, como se dice?
Bonjour. That's Espanol.
Je ne sais quoi.
Bonjour.
Je m'appelle Jordan. Oh. My name's Jordan.
Is that right?
It is right. That, and that's about the extent of French that
you,
I recall.
You got some French too?
I took 1 year and it was.
Exactly.
He couldn't say awful. They was going to the bathroom though. No, not
like that. I still have two more, so I still got a lot more.
All right, Maddie, a little more on the running backs. We'll throw in the receivers here as well. Phone is ringing. We'll get to you here in a quick second. 800-998-1003. We'll be back on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Don't give up, this song is for you. Hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. I won't let another moment slip away.
Terrebonne General Health System Community Sports Institute is recognized for outstanding service and contributions to Terrebonne Parish. We provide a certified athletic trainer to every Terrebonne Parish High School. We also provide concussion baseline testing to over 1,400 student athletes annually, along with CPR and AED certification to over 500 area coaches at both the schools and the recreation departments. We are proud to be your trusted resource in keeping our community safe. Visit tghealthsystem.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
According to Forbes, gyms, stores, and more are set to go on an epic hiring spree to meet the pent-up demand for all these services. Businesses reopening means that millions of jobs will need to be filled. So where do they turn to fill these roles fast? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. You can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KELLERMAN.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I had no idea, Jordan. I thought you were done.
No.
I thought you were done.
No.
So let me get this straight. You somehow saved and waited to have your final. You needed 4 semesters of French. See, the way you had told it to Maddie there, it sounded like you had completed 4 semesters.
Oh, no.
Of French.
No, I'm only halfway.
We just found out, Maddie, that that is not accurate. His genius self waited 2 more semesters in your final year.
Yes.
Why?
Because, Gus, I wanted to put it off as long as possible.
No. You realize the angst that you're going to have.
Well, I just looked up Houdat in French, and I think it's Kisset. So
Kisset?
Sounds like cassette.
She can help you.
Cassette.
Yes, Google Translator.
Google can help me as well.
You know, can we please just talk to somebody from Southeastern? Why do we need the classes that you're taking? I'm a little confused.
My dad's pretty upset about it, too.
Your dad's I still want to know why you had to take advanced statistics. I took one math, one at Southern Miss, one, yes. Like one semester, my
freshman
year.
I had a science degree, so yeah. It makes more sense from that end, but... And also, like, major specific.
I have a minor in treatment of sports injury, so I had, like, human anatomy 1 semester.
I actually I took an anatomy class.
I had to take, like,
I did that because I wanted to actually know what a high ankle sprain was and, you know, and all that stuff.
Okay, so I just did some method acting and figuring those things out along the way.
Yeah, I had to do, like, earth science.
Oh, I loved earth science.
What was it last year you had to do? What? Did he do like some space quest or something?
No, that was a few semesters ago.
What did you take last semester that was some
all,
weird?
It was all comm classes last semester.
You took something that was strange.
No. It was all comm classes.
It's his internship here. That's the strange thing.
Oh, it was something that had to do. No, you did something with like space or something.
That was like a year ago.
It was not a year ago. It was last semester.
No, it wasn't.
You don't even know what you've taken.
It wasn't.
In fairness, I think we have all lost the concept of time since 2019.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it's done.
All right, fine. We'll get to the receivers now. Do you want to finish on the running back here because of this aspect of it? Tony Jones Jr. did stand out. What did you think of him? Saints fans already have him penciled in as the number two running back.
I mean, it's both what Tony Jones did and what Devonta Freeman and Latavius Murray did not do, in my opinion. Tony Jones was able to finally break through. Again, I know that they didn't have those other, the first string starters out there, and most of that being Patrick Queen. But I saw really quick burst speed from Tony Jones Jr. and a drive that I really didn't see in Murray and Freeman. And I think we had brought this up before, but for someone like Murray, who has said, you know, I want to have more of a role, I want to be more efficient going into this season, failing on your block assignments pretty much entirely and not gaining more than 2 to 3 yards on the ground every single time, not being able to adjust. And again, some of these passes from the quarterbacks are going to be off because they're mm-hmm. still developing. You know, some of these incompletions, to me, a player like Murray should have more body awareness. Little Jordan.
I was surprised how bad he looked.
Yeah.
I'm not being ugly.
No, he looked really bad.
Sean lost patience with him. He pulled him. I mean, Devonta Freeman, who had just gotten on the team. Again, here's the thing, Maddie. I said at the beginning of the show, this was an opportunity for him to shine. He should have shined.
Yeah. Cause
right?
Again, the interior line was still out there. I know neither tackle was out there, but
I didn't think it was Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, where literally the guy snapped the ball and had to run 10 yards backwards.
Mm.
I didn't feel that. Mm. Don't you shake your head at me. Bum. It was essentially your father, my father, you, Todd, and Daniel playing the offensive line for Mahomes last year. He's blaming Pat Mahomes for the loss of the season.
I mean, all I was thinking about after that game was, you know, that Chiefs game and how an ineffective offensive line can make Patrick Mahomes look like a human being. And so you add that to a completely ineffective running game, and you're kind of expecting these guys to be Superman out there.
There you go. Here's what Tony had to say about what it was like to play in a game.
I had four carries. I had like four for like 14 or something like that, But to be honest, I haven't had a real game since college, and to be honest, it felt great. Like it was, you know, like a coming out party, and I felt great. We lost, but it was a good day for me. Besides the fumble, but I gotta fix that next week.
Why are you joking, Jordan?
Can I just do the box score really quick on New Orleans rushers?
Sure.
Latavius Murray, 5 carries for 6 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Devonta Freeman, 6 carries for 6 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Jones Jr., 7 carries for 82 yards.
An average of 11.7.
And a long of 28, and the longs for Murray and Freeman were 2, respectively.
Mm-hmm. Tony, on what he thought about his performance?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like I think he's got to go back to the film and just learn from my mistakes and just not do that again, like in the next couple of weeks, so I can make this team. So
look, I think one of the things that we're talking about here, as Maddie right above you, and highly questionable, they're actually debating the headline: do you see Sean Payton actually rolling with Taysom Hill over Jameis Winston? So it's being talked about here. One of the things, Maddie, with the running back situation, Devonta Freeman, he had a fumble too. Look, they all did. Every single running back had one, which is probably not a good thing. I wonder, again, how will they go with it? At this point, do you see Alvin Kamara playing? Maybe the third game, because Sean Payton said at the beginning of training camp that he was going to approach preseason 3 like he has in the past, which is the dress rehearsal. So I think if we see Alvin, it'll maybe be next week. Yep. So who gets the first touches Monday?
It's a good question.
Who would you go with?
I mean, if you're not going off of performance, what are you going off of?
I was going to say the same thing. I'm like, the kid earned it. Throw him in there. But, again.
I'll go back and look at Devonta Freeman's blocking abilities just to be sure. But, I mean, again, two veterans, I would probably
say Freeman in case, because right now I'm going, because my first inclination after that and Sean's patience, I'm cutting this guy. I'm cutting Latavius Murray. Should know better. Like, it's almost double every mistake that he made because he should. So if that's the case, I think you're going to see Devonta Freeman again to see, can I do that? He's a veteran. He's a guy that I think I can depend on, you know, whatever. So it'll be interesting to sort of see from that aspect. We're all going to be focusing on a quarterback. You bring up a good point, though. Who was the second back?
Yeah. And, I mean, gosh, just looking at even the receiving yards, I guess Latavius Murray barely edges them out with that one 11-yard pass from Taysom Hill, whereas Freeman had, you know, four. But Freeman also was met very rudely with Patrick Queen on a lot of those. So, yeah, I mean, just because Murray did so poorly, I feel like you kind of have to go with Freeman and then, I mean, give more consideration to Tony Jones.
Let's get to the receivers. Maddie, look, I think there's potential, which is why I've been saying this is a potential playoff team. Here's the reality of it, though, right? There's reason certain players, I'm not saying it all pans out like this. I get that. There's always, you know, Marcus Colston and late round picks and undrafted, you know, I get it. But Pierre Thomas and Marcus Colston, norm.
Well, we have Marquez Callaway. Right. Marquez, I'm sorry. So I feel like we've kind of gotten the quota of Saints folklore receivers.
But that's what I'm getting at. So, but again, little Jordan Humphrey was a guy that was a free agent. I like the size. I thought it'd be a nice place to develop, practice squad guy. Again, though, Ty Montgomery, Callaway, these are guys that were trying to make plays for you. I'm not saying they can't catch the ball, but it kind of goes to my point about why I was calling it the competition already, and this is that they're very inexperienced. And it's got to be some learning and some growing pains. And just how good are they going to be against Jair Alexander coming up? You know, I mean, I don't know. The Panthers might have got some guy you heard of, J.C. Horn. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Those are the guys, though, Maddie, that you're going to have to have success against.
And you might not have success in games one and two without Deontay Harris, and that might just be the reality of it.
Correct, and that's what I'm saying. I'm comfortable with Deontay Harris.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with Callaway.
Yes.
I think I can be comfortable with Tre'Quan Smith.
I can be comfortable enough if there are two legitimate people in one and two at that slot role.
I agree.
And at that point, I would look at other people like Kwon Baker, who have that size at least to compete in that slot role, but they need to have that consistency at one and two.
I agree. I want to play Callaway here, but before the break, let's go to Mark. Thank you for giving us a call, 800-998-1003. Thank you for joining the conversation. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, man, I'm doing great. I'm actually almost just getting through the rows, man, so I'm kind of passing by the mothership with you guys.
Give a honk. Buddy will wave at you.
Okay, first off, Trey Murphy III, everything you have bragged about and more just in a couple of videos I watched today. So Jordan will be happy. The old guy actually got to YouTube some videos. So, he needs to start for the Pelicans. I think you're right. Another change of a subject a little bit. But, you know, the last couple of guys that you talked about eating up the Saints all played for LSU. And yet none of them found a way to a Saints roster. You know, you know, we're talking about Devin White tearing them up. Then you're talking about, you know, Patrick Queen's tearing them up. I'm afraid to look at the Packers and see what defender they have from LSU to see who the next guy is that's going to eat up the Saints. Because, you know, I mean, it seems to be a trend. So
you don't forget in Atlanta, Deion Jones. I don't know. What he has, like five interceptions on Drew Brees? I mean, it's
right.
No, I mean, seriously.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, we there's a whole lot of talent out there. Maybe there's some guys from LSU that need a job, and they're better off the street than anybody else.
Mark, you know who's from LSU, huh? That's currently a Saints linebacker, Maddie.
I was just waiting for you to hit the
music. Uh-huh.
I thought you were going to hit the Kwon.
Oh, Well, I had to give the LSU thing because he's I'm sorry.
Well, we were already talking about LSU, so I didn't give it.
Yeah, sorry, I missed that one.
No, that's fine. Here we go. Just for Maddie, let me.
But for the.
Here it is. Here
we go. It just seems like.
There it is. There it is, Mark. Just took a bit there.
Mark. No, I.
It's a slow go. I mean, it's a slow build.
I'm sure that Saturday's game made everyone, again, angry about them passing on Patrick Queen last year. But just as a reminder, he was undersized.
Who'd they get? Yeah, but is he fast?
Sure.
Can he make plays?
Yeah, so can Zach Vaughn.
Can he tack? Here we go. Come on.
And who did we take instead? That was Cesar Ruiz, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, okay.
Who was one of the only consistent players on the line on Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Cesar playing?
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the phone call, man.
Hey, man. Hope you have a great day.
Yeah, not a problem. Honk at Buddy. Buddy, look out the window. If you see somebody honk and give you a one-finger salute. No, I'm kidding. He would wave. People would wave to Buddy over in La Rose. When we get back, let's hear from Marquez Callaway because, Matty, I'm with you. He legitimately looks at least like a two-receiver. He looks comfortable out there. So let's hear what he had to say, and then we can discuss that position group because it may have cost Jameis a pick. I think it cost Hill a pick. Sports Hangover continues next at ESPN New Orleans.
Feeling like someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply, 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start. And we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back. And we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
State Farm offers surprisingly great rates on auto insurance, but what does that mean? Surprising. This often means something comes out of nowhere, like finding that $20 bill in your dryer. Great? Well, obviously great means superior. Rates? Simply what one pays in exchange for something. And in this case, that something is State Farm being there when you need them most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios in Cutoff.
Are you finally ready to sell that motorcycle or ATV that is just collecting dust in your garage? Harley, Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, or anything like it? RumbleOn.com will pay you cash today. And in minutes, you have a real cash offer. We will pay you cash before we pick it up. No more strangers coming to your house from a listing site. Use promo code RADIO for an extra $300 on your cash offer. Get your cash offer today. RumbleOn.com. Fast bikes, faster cash.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003 to way to chime into the conversation. Buddy will say hello to you. Jordan, Maddie, Gus here in Metairie. Again, if you're just joining us, good news. Wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith was back at practice today after missing the past 2 weeks, Maddie. Man, it did seem like a while, but 2 weeks essentially per Mike Triplett time-wise. You're going to hear from the Graf coming up in 10 minutes. He was at practice today, practice 15 in the books. So he will give us what he thought as well. Did he see anybody kicking?
Well, I brought this up before. He texted me, Jameis 10, Taysom 0 in the red zone. Where did the 3 points come from?
We have a kicker, right? Would you say that? Somebody?
I mean...
Jordan?
I don't know how else you come up with 10 points.
You have taken advanced statistics in the Harvard of the South. Oh, yeah, where we go?
Let me do my math.
I guess you could get a... But I don't really know if they're doing that. But you could technically get a... No. You could go for
You're
two
correct.
And then get a safety.
Yeah, okay. We will find out how the Grav came up with 10 points for, who was it?
Jameis Winston.
Your starting quarterback for your New Orleans Saints. You walked right into that. Robert, thanks for calling the Sports
Hangover. We already brought this up before.
I did. Robert, what you got, man? What's going on?
And there's Todd.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
As much as Cesar Ruiz might have had a good game Saturday, I can't forget him letting that guy through the tackle breeze last year. You know?
I was there. I'm painfully there with you, but still, you know, Zach Strieff's back there, and you could see the growth.
Yes, I agree. The other thing is, do you know if the Ravens got rid of their other kicker Saturday when they cut down?
I think that's something the Saints are keeping keen.
Yeah, didn't he hit like a 50-yarder or something?
Yeah,
like
that was the thing, is welcome to New Orleans, whoever that guy was.
He was pretty good, impressive looking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said that Will Lutz got the same break, I guess, huh? He got picked up the same way when the Saints needed a kicker.
Yes, yeah, on the right Ravens practice squad.
Yeah, it's a running joke. Essentially, if you're a Ravens kicker that doesn't make the squad, make your way on over to MSY.
Yeah, but we had Justin Tucker for a few preseason games, if I remember correctly, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Very good. That's it.
I'm sorry,
good
we show, had guys. The Saints Thank had you. Justin Tucker?
Mm-hmm. For a brief, like,
yeah.
little moment. Yeah.
It's tragic.
But that's when we had, I remember was that when we had Hartley, too, Gus, or what?
Yeah, exactly. Look, let me ask you this. We're talking about the receiver and position here. I like Callaway, as Manny just said. I can feel confident with Traquan when he comes back. It's good to see him back at practice. Look, Deontay Harris, Sean Fazan, you know, was out there the last two shows that Fox 8 does. I was like, he's improved his route running. Like, I legitimately think to the point where, Manny, you and I discussed it, J.J. McCluskey, somebody else could return kicks. Deontay Harris might be your second-best receiver, not your best route runner right now in terms of speed.
There's no more McCluskey.
Okay, right, I understand that. So my point, though, is I'd be confident with that, but what did you think of what you saw from the receiving core in a preseason game? I get it, but week one.
Well, first off, I was...
Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, I'm sorry. My feeling, what about maybe putting Tony Jones out there? Shoot.
As a receiver?
Yeah. I mean, a slot guy, you know, like the Alvin Kamara wannabe, you know.
They could maybe throw to him out of the backfield and stuff, but, I mean, he's a running back.
Right. Well, no, I understand.
That was sorely missing.
Right.
Right. No, I agree. No, yeah, other than, like you said, other than Marquez, I wasn't impressed with too many other people because you knew where they came from. And, you know, like when you get the first-string cornerbacks that are going to press them like crazy, how good are they going to do, you know?
Right. I don't know. Well, again, it's going to be interesting to see the next two games.
Absolutely.
Jaguars and Cardinals. Kind of see how they line up, go out there, and perform. And thank you, Robert. Appreciate it, sir.
Talk to you later.
Yep, for sure. Matty, that receiving core, as we mentioned with Callaway, I liked what I saw from him, things of that nature.
He was the one that was, you know, I have it in my Excel spreadsheet, but he was up against, you know, a legitimate cornerback and was able to get.
But he's looked good at practice.
Yeah.
And he talked about after the game about that translating to the game.
Yeah, I think so. It was fun. That's why I was excited about yesterday. It was a lot of guys' first preseason game as well as mine, so just being out there and experiencing it, I loved it. And I know the other guys loved it too. I know it's a little different for me since it's my second year, so I kind of know how the game goes. But a lot of guys' first year, you could tell they was kind of starstruck. And it was great to see the receiver, especially the receivers, and I got to pick off my boy Bryce. You know, it was his first game, so I was really happy, really excited for them.
So, look, that's the one thing that you kind of like. Some of the running jokes have been Traquan being one his rookie season. He was the training camp star first 2 weeks. Game started getting there. Didn't see it as much. Didn't translate. Matty, you have to translate what you see at practice sometimes under the lights in game action.
Yeah, and someone I was kind of disappointed in but didn't really get that many looks was Chris Hogan. I thought that he would have had more
one catch, 5 yards.
Yeah, but curious.
But
to
I guess
see.
You know what he has.
Yeah, that maybe is, that's maybe that's the case. And again, based on what we saw on Saturday, maybe we'll see. I'm curious to see how the wide receiver depth chart comes out prior to the Jaguars game. And also, you know, perhaps there might be some chemistry changes with mm-hmm. the ones and the twos. You know, maybe Hogan is a better target for Taysom Hill. I thought that I was expecting more from Trotman in the receiving game. So I'm hoping that maybe we'll see more from that because that's someone I had looked at as a reliable receiving threat. And you know, the receivers just weren't able to kind of hold up enough to really sustain drives until really that 2 minute drive for Jameis Winston. And again, not all of that being on the quarterback. Not all of it being on the receivers, but it kind of all not, it was the definition of people not rising, you know, to the challenge and the occasion.
It's interesting. You just mentioned, the 2 minute. Jameis Winston apparently did well again in 2 minute today, scoring a touchdown or having a touchdown, take place. But what's interesting is Catherine Terrell brought up a very.
History always wherever you get your podcast. Bart Scott and Alan Hahn are Bart and Hahn.
I mean, I think at some point, and we don't know if there's going to be a training camp week one, week two, week three, week five, I don't know. At some point, you know, you think about Justin Fields, he's going to walk up to Andy Dalton. He's going to.
So anyway, one of the things that Catherine Terrell was just touching on is the fact that Marshawn Lattimore was yelling that it should have been a sack during that time. So, and she says she doesn't disagree as well. So again, that's why the games matter though, right? I mean, it's.
Oh, in the 2 minute drill, you mean?
Yeah, just in general, because you don't know if it's a sack or not. In a game, you will know if it's
right.
a sack.
And that's why I'm right. saying I'm kind of over the practice camp reports after kind of seeing it all, come into play on Saturday. And I know that's a common thread with training camp is everyone looks good and that people get used to playing up against one another. But it's just to me at this point, I'm really just looking towards the Jaguars game unless something, you know, notably happens this week in practice.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation. As we said, also a little bit earlier here, and Todd will go over some of this again. Lutz, Tommy Lee Lewis, who, again, the team just brought in to try to help at the receiving corps. He's injured still. Pete Werner, I think what stinks is, to your point, and others that had gone to practice, he was making plays, just kind of seemed to be kind of that solid, steady sort of guy. And he's had to miss a couple of practices.
Yeah. I think they might be taking, at this point, just a conservative approach
sure.
with injuries.
Zach's played well. Ellis has played well. But again, though, that's the problem. Best ability is availability. And you're getting, and now Kwan's healthy, had a practice today. So, you know. It's funny how things kind of pan out like that from that aspect of it. Todd Graffanini is up next. We'll hear what he saw at practice today. Practice 15 in the books. We'll do that when we return. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
The Dave Single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave Single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken.